Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the earnings call of Nemetschek AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Ms. Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you very much, operator. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our conference call regarding the first half of 2014. We have prepared a short presentation events of the last quarter. At the moment, we are currently having 15 participants in this call, so thank you all for your interest in Nemetschek. Now let's start with the presentation. I would like to hand over to Mr. Patrick Heider, who will lead you through the presentation. After the presentation, we will have time to discuss your questions. Yes, so go ahead.
Thank you, Stephanie. Also from my side, a warm welcome to the Q2 results of the Nemetschek Group. We would like to proceed as normal, giving you a short executive summary, then presenting the financial data before coming to an outlook of the second half year of 2014. After that, we are happy to answer your questions. Coming to the summary of Q2 and half year 2014, we would like to start with the ongoing successful revenue development. Q2 revenue increased by 14.6% to 51.3 million euro. Half year revenues increased by 15.6% to 102.3 million euro. The growth driver with an increase of 19.2% in the first half was the design segment. We are happy to announce that software license business is growing very strongly by 17.2% to €48.3 million. Also, software services showed a strong growth of 14.6% to €48.5 million. In terms of regional segmentations of revenues, we can notice that Germany had a very strong half year with an increase of 16.4% to €41.1 million. International markets remains in strong growth mode with a plus of 15.1% to €61.2 million. Our profitability improved significantly, meaning above average compared to revenues. EBITDA grew by 25.5% year on year to €25.6 million in the first half of 2014, which leads us to an EBITDA margin of 25%, coming from 23% in the year before. By turning on page four, we can see also a strong increase of net income and EPS. Net income of group shares had a significant growth of 38.8% to €14.4 million with an EPS of €1.50. Net income without PPA is at €16.1 million, meaning an increase of 22.1% and an EPS of €1.67. Our cash flow and liquidity situation performed very well. Operating cash flow is up by 36.6% to €26 million. The dividend payout in the second quarter was €12.5 million in total. Our net cash position increased to €58.7 million compared to €48.6 million year-end 2013. All in all, we can report that all significant key indicators improved, what gives us a solid base for further organic and inorganic growth. Coming to the financial data, we can see on page six that we continued our growth path in the second quarter of 2014 with an increase of 14.6% compared to the same period in the year before. On a half-year base, we had an increase of 15.6% to €102.3 million. National and international markets performed very well. On the next page, we can see our well-balanced growth of license and software services contracts. The software services are up by 14.6% to €48.5 million. That secures us recurring revenues. The software licenses are up by 17.2% to €48.3 million. That increases our new customer base, respectively penetrates our existing customer base. This development proves our customer-oriented market approach. On page number 8, we can see our strong development in terms of EBITDA margin. In the second quarter, we increased our margin by 29.2% to €12.4 million. EBITDA increased over proportional compared to revenues and is on a level of 25% for the first half year 2014. Aligned with our strong EBITDA margin development, you can see on page 9 the strong development of EPS. Net results on a half-year 2014 basis is up by 38.8% to €14.4 million, the EPS at €1.50. Net results without PPA at €16.1 million, leading us to an EPS without PPA at €1.67. Let me give you a short overview on a half-year basis about the segment development on page 10. The design segment was a strong growth driver in terms of revenues and margin, as well in the KPIs of licenses and software services contracts. Revenues increased by 19.2% with a margin of 24%. All main focus regions developed well. Margin situation improved significantly. In the build segment, revenue development was under expectations due to project postponements to second half of the year 2014. The lower margin was expected due to missing activation of own work capitalized. In the managed segment, the growth in the second quarter was lower due to project business, EBITDA margin below last year because of investments. In the multimedia segment, revenues picked up again in the second quarter, so the half-year increase is by 5.5%, still with a very high EBITDA margin of 41%. What were the highlights in Q10? On product side, we announced new releases of Archicad 18 by Graphisoft and 30 Years Edition by Alblan with the successful implementation of CineRender, that is the rendering engine of Maxon. Nemetschek has joined Strategic Advisory Council, Building Smart, to foster better interoperability in the building environment and to establish a universal collaboration format for building models. In the M&A sections, we performed two strategic investments in young and innovative companies to strengthen our market position in 5D BIM area. The first transaction was for Hartmann Technologies and its product IceBIM. This product adds the detailed determination of cost and quantities to the Nevaris solution in the build segment. The second investment was into the startup company Sablono with competence in intelligence 5 BIM scheduling. Closing the section's financial data, I would like to give you a short overview about net cash development on page 12. The operating cash flow increased by 36.6% year-on-year to €26 million. The net cash position is at €58.7 million after €12.5 million dividend payment in May. This high cash position enables further growth organically and via acquisitions, which leads me to the last agenda point, Outlook 2014, on page 14. We are happy to confirm our positive outlook for 2014. Sound market conditions, our strong strategic market positioning in all aspects to the AEC industry, and the strong Q2 and first half-year results are the reason for that positive outlook, which is reflected in the guidance of revenues between €207 and €212 million in revenues and an EBITDA margin of 23 to 25%. Thank you very much for your attention, and we are now happy to answer your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Mr. Alexander Drews, Montega AG. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. Congratulations to your good results. I have two questions from my side. First of all, could you provide us with the organic growth rate for Nemetschek without DDS? And the second one is regarding your recent investments. Could you shed more light on these two acquisitions you have done? Thanks.
Yeah. So the organic growth, the first question coming to that without DDS, the organic growth without DDS would have been 9.8% on a half-year base. To the second one, that's very interesting for us. Of course, we invested into strategic innovative companies, and this is all about five dimensions, and this is all about BIM. Because now we got the possibilities to really have in one portfolio, customer-oriented, all the five dimensions in our portfolio, because we are already coming from the 3Ds with the design, with the three CID brands of Alban, Graphisoft, and Vectorworks, having the fourth dimensions and the fifth dimension in the portfolio. That gives us a strong position in the five dimensions for the future, and especially the Hartmann, which Hartmann Technologies, which is really interesting for the whole area of quantity takeoff. That's all about cost and quantity takeoff. That will strongly support our product placement in the area of Fornevaris in the build segment. Sablono is a young, innovative startup. They give us a strong position for the whole aspects in project planning, for the time and the fifth dimension. So all in all, we really strengthened two very important growth drivers for the future for us. That's all about five dimensions. And that's all about open BIM philosophy. Because those things, really those two acquisitions proves our open BIM philosophy as well. Because Hartmann Technologies and Sablono, they are all already in the open BIM approach as well adapted. Does that respond to your question?
Yes, I have a follow-up, if I may. Do you expect significant revenues from these two acquisitions in this year?
For the Sablono acquisitions, not. As I already stated, they are a startup company, and as we announced, there will be no revenue increase by that year. And for the Hartmann Technologies, yes, we expect around €500,000 in revenues by the second half of 2014.
Okay, and are they still loss-making or break-even?
No, they are already break-even. And, yep.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Lars Dannenberg, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I have just one follow-up remaining regarding the guidance. In the last call, we discussed in depth the segment guidance you had to end up with your group guidance. If you could share a bit more light on the different four segments and what you're guiding there now, and also what you expect for build and manage for the second half. Thanks.
Okay. Of course. Okay. It's my pleasure to do that. So in terms of guidance, we are happy that we are on the upper level of the guidance in general for the whole group. Coming to the more fragmented to the segments, I would like to start for the build and manage segment and just repeat again what guidance we gave, starting with the build segment. The guidance we gave was that the growth will be in the range of the last year growth. That's around 7.5%. And we cannot keep the margin of 36.6% from last year's because we haven't got that own work capitalized and we have that effect in. We are happy to announce again that in the forecast, we believe and we think that we will meet the guidance in that one. Even we are under the expectations in revenue development for the build segment. So we will that have, because of projects, transferments, postponements to the second half of the year. That was all about that, what we called in the first, or what we announced in the first quarter with this Navision 2013 migration as well. But we are happy to get into the forecast and meet that. For the managed segment as well, it's important to say that the build and management segment, those two segments are really project business driven. And we are happy what we gave in the managed segment, that we will continue the growth in the two-digit range, but a little bit below last year. Last year was 20%. And we will keep the margin of last year around 20%. Here as well, I would like to give you the information that we believe in that guidance, and we will meet the guidance because we see the pipeline in that area, and we will have a the guidance expectations met in the second half year. And all the others are in the guidance already, or even better. So the design segment has a very strong growth, and the multimedia segment, we will have what we announced there in the multimedia, that we will grow at least, as in previous year, 8.1%. So we will have to catch up a little bit in the second half year, but we are happy to do that. And that we are already on a high margin business where we need to going to invest for the further business. But all in all, we are in all segments, we will meet the guidance, because overall we are going to meet the guidance and we are on the upper level. Does that respond to your question?
Yeah, thanks. That helps. Thank you. At least, just a quick follow-up. The two acquisitions we saw, they will be part of which segment then following?
It will be part of the build segment.
Okay, great. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Knut Woller, Baader Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my questions. Maybe just getting back on the license growth. I think if I have done my calculations right, you had round about 12% organic license growth if we strip out DDS in the first half. What do you think going forward after we have seen license growth slowing down to, I think, a meager 1% last year? What is kind of a sustainable license growth rate that you're expecting looking beyond 2014? And then just getting back to the question before on the segments, if you're expecting an improvement in growth in manage, build, and also for multimedia compared to the half-year figures, so what do you expect then implicitly for design, and what's your view on that? I think it would imply a slowdown of growth in design for the remainder of the year compared to H1 if you confirm the targets, or you would have to raise your guidance. So what's your view on that? Thank you.
I mean, the first one is for the license business. You're right. In the last year we had some issues in there, or we were not satisfying with the growth rate. But in general, you can say when we have a midterm view or midterm guidance, and that's what we have in the organic growth as well, 6-9%. This would be a balanced growth for software license business as well. But we are really happy that that needs to be mentioned, that those two things are really software services and software licenses are in a balanced mode and growing in the same way, because that gives us really a strong position and gives us a clear sign from the market that they really reflect those businesses and that they really want to have those businesses and this business method, I would say. For the design segment, we are happy, of course. We are in the without DDS, the organic growth is of 9.8%. That's as well in the upper side of the guidance. But we do expect, because of the new releases we already get to the market, that we will have as expected guidance or planned third quarter and fourth quarter. And, we do see, of course, the strong development in the design segment very positive. And this is with the three major brands and with this, let's say, high focus in our total revenue portfolio, is that, of course, the growth driver in for the first half-year results and will be for the whole year the most important focus segment. And we are happy, but we think we are still in that guidance view, and we will see how Q3 will develop and, yeah, just doing forward.
Okay, maybe just to clarify or follow up. So did I understand correctly that your license guidance is similar to the overall 6-9%, so that's basically what you're expecting going forward as a sustainable growth? And then on the design, could you remind me what the growth target was for the design segment for 2014? Thank you.
Yeah, your first question, you catch it definitely right. And for the design segment, we gave the conservative guidance, I would say, that organic growth will be between 6-9%. And without DDS, we are at the moment 9.8%, and that's fine. We are happy to have better results then.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. A couple of questions from my side. The first one would be regarding the EBITDA development. You had slightly higher revenues than in Q1, but EBITDA was slightly lower, so maybe you could comment a bit on this. We saw a similar pattern last year, Q1, Q2, so is it something we should model generally? Or what's the reason behind this? First question. The second is on 5D technology in general that you are addressing. Who do you see as competitors in this space? I know that Oracle is offering certain smaller solutions, especially regarding scheduling. There are some German players offering solutions. So where do you see the overall state of the market, and how do you see yourself positioned with regard to the emergence of usage of 5D technology? Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. To your first questions, you are absolutely right. There are no one-time effects. That's the, I would say, normal development during our years in that aspect. And you need to remind that we have in the second quarter all the efforts into for new releases, and also Altran came up earlier this year than last year, and that is with her new release of the 30th years in addition, which we are very proud of. And this is no one-time effect, and that's normal development, as you stated already, so I only can say you're right in that response. And for the second one, this is a very interesting business. We fairly think that the five-dimension thinking is fairly new. And, of course, we see some German players there, that's the company RIB in that way, and we have a very strong position in that way, that we're going now with Nevaris and all the aspects to the market, out to the market, and it's very strong because we really the owner of all five dimensions. When you see the 3D and the CAD brands we have in the portfolio, we have the 4Ds with time, and we have the 5th one with costs. And we are clearly stating the clients in the construction side, and this is really interesting because there is really a high potential in that market. And international scene, there are different players because the market is, as usual, highly fragmented. But we do see that we have as well international opportunities with our product setup. And we do see that we really can lift the two things now, five dimensions coming out of the Nemetschek Group. This is a unique point, I would say. Nobody can deliver that one because we really are the owner of the five dimensions in each and every aspect and the product. And we do see the BIM philosophy in the future. So it's a developing market as in the whole process, digitalization process in the whole building lifecycle industry is in the beginning to define that as well for the five dimensions. And really the five dimension is an important thing, is not a way that you need to add dimensions, 6, 7, or 8 for us. It's really important to have the five dimensions working because that's really the five dimensions we see in the market. You cannot, of course, add several dimensions further, but for us, we are serving the whole building life cycle, and that's facility management is not a dimension for us, but we are really coming from the design segment, going to the multimedia, or let's focus on the AEC industry. We deliver the whole building life cycle with our products. So really the five dimension is the focus for us. We are in a strong position now, starting with Nevaris and having this international aspects, and that's a key focus for us besides the whole BIM and open BIM development in the company. So we really see potential, but coming back to your questions, we are seeing it as a start, and there will be high opportunities in terms.
Okay, so customers would probably need to use or utilize BIM before using 4 and 5D.
I mean, that BIM in our perspective is a philosophy. BIM
okay.
is a product. And by the way, we're doing BIM since 30 years in order to have the whole range of the life cycle portfolio. But now we're doing really technically seen BIM and serving that one in order to have the customers, the construction companies, they are dependent on the building model as well. And the building model comes out of our product, hopefully, out of our product. That's ICCAD, that's Alplan. And then having that quantity takeoff and the time and project management into, that was missing in the... So that was BIM as well, somehow, but it was fragmented. Now we can serve it from one hand.
Okay.
One dimension from one group, that's an amateur group, that makes us even stronger and more strategic, more competitive.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. There are no further questions at the moment. I hand back to Mr. Haider.
Thank you very much for your attention. We are happy to serve that figures, and we are looking forward to the next call and wish you all a nice summer. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.